Welcome back. Thanks for signing in.
Thank you. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Senator Rennie and honorable members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Bailey Bowden, and I live in Penobscot. If you look at the mission statement, which I've included in the testimony, there's no reference to recreational or sustenance fisheries in the mission statement. And as Representative Russell just mentioned, there are 9 advisory councils, and none of the existing councils address the concerns of recreational or sustenance fishermen. The creatures that live in the sea belong to all the citizens of Maine equally. The only opportunity for Maine residents that fish for entertainment or sustenance to voice their opinion about fishery management or rulemaking is through the public hearing process. Citizens present their testimony, perhaps they answer a question, and then that's it. Council meetings provide a space where citizens can participate in an open discussion without time limits or just one chance to speak. Since the last council disbanded, sustenance fishermen now need to be licensed. The possession limit for LYs went from 1 bushel to 25 fish. The smelt limits were cut in half or eliminated. The mackerel bag limit went from an unlimited amount of fish to 20 fish. The size limit for striped bass changes every few years, and now there are rules about what tackle may be used. This is a lot of regulation with no representation. Reestablishing the Recreational Advisory Council will allow sustenance fishermen to make their concerns known and be part of the process. Thank you for allowing me to comment on this bill, and happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you again, Mr. Bowden, for being here, providing your testimony. We appreciate your input. Do you have any recollection? Easy for me to say. Recollection of the past advisory committee when it was intact? Were you familiar with it at all?
A little bit, but there were not a lot of issues, not a lot of regulations being put forth in the late 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So not much was really happening.
Okay.
Which may have led to people not being interested in going to meetings when nothing is happening, nothing on the agenda. That's right. Just my guess. I don't know for sure.
And am I to infer from your paragraph in here telling about how limits were strictly lowered in a lot of different categories that had that advisory council been intact, that they may have acted as a buffer and lessened that blow?
That would be my hope. Like I said, with the public hearing process, one person gets up and speaks, and if they make a great point and you've already testified, you can't support what that person already said. Where at a council meeting, it's more of an open discussion amongst people in the room, and it takes a lot longer than these sessions here, but it's really focused on, you know, smaller issues or one or two issues at a time. So I think it would be good for sustenance fishermen to have a voice in the process, because we also have a great economic impact to the state through tackle is bought, and people that go out and hire guides to do striper fishing or mackerel fishing. That's pretty big business on the Kennebec and further south.
Thank you. And I know we dealt in judiciary in the 130th as far as public Zoom meetings go. And I'm just thinking to have this committee on a recreational fishing aspect, do you see value in moving the meetings up and down the coast at different locations, or to have it a permanent fixture to accommodate the members from traveling so much and have the ability for others to zoom in on it?
Right. The process that the Shellfish Advisory Council uses is, I think they're meeting now quarterly, so it's 4 times a year. they'll have a meeting in southern Maine somewhere, and then the next meeting is in eastern Maine. And it's a hybrid meeting, so Zoom, you know, is always a possibility. So I think it's good to move it from one end of the state to the other, because, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got guys down in Washington County or way down in Cumberland County, it's a long drive to meet someone in the middle.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate Certainly. It. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So these regulations that you had mentioned in here, I assume that's done by ruling by the department?
Some of the rules really were put or pushed onto the state by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. So the state is in a tough spot to barter, argue with the federal government. But at least if there's a body of people, just like the lobstermen, that say, hey, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. What's going on? We need a study. There's a lot of these mackerel or smelts or whatever. What can we do to improve the situation for people that are just trying to get a meal to eat? And that's really what I'm more concerned with, is people that are sustenance fishing and mom and pop that want to take their kids out mackerel fishing for an afternoon. So not the anywhere near the commercial side of the fisheries.
Thank you, Bill.
Certainly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the room who would like to testify in favor of this bill? Don't have anyone online. Anyone in this room who would like to testify in opposition